Radio Prague News.
The Upper House of Parliament has given up Social Democrat Senator Jyrki Leithoch for investigation regarding fraudulent tenders. Culture Minister Jiří Beser has rejected the objections of senators to the integration of the Prague State Opera and the National Theatre. And a new poll suggests that the Social Democrats would win every region in the country, with the exception of Prague. The Upper House of Parliament has given up Social Democrat Senator Jiří Leithoch for investigation regarding fraudulent tenders. Police suspect Mr. Leithoch, who is also the mayor of the town of Přerov, of arranging privileges during local construction tenders and of abusing the authorities of a public official. Another 12 people are under investigation in the same case. Of the 68 senators present, 41 voted to satisfy the anti-corruption police request to strip Mr. Leithoch of his immunity. Senator Leithoch denies any wrongdoing. Culture Minister Jiří Beser has rejected the objections of senators to the integration of the Prague State Opera and the National Theatre. Mr. Beser says that the transformation of both institutions is not only needed, but is inescapable due to reasons of economics and programming. Taking advantage of a small opposition minority in the upper house, a majority of senators have signed a petition labeling the plan inappropriate, ill-conceived, and unreasoned. The culture minister says that the criticisms are based on false information. Employees of the Prague State Opera insist on the two institutions being separate and say the plan is based on the ministry's economic rather than artistic interests. Prime Minister Petr Nečas accepts the possibility of creating a Supreme Judiciary Council with which the government would consult the appointment of judges, their numbers, and possibly the sector's budget. After a meeting with judiciary representatives on Thursday, Mr. Nečas said that the judiciary branch of the state is often left out of communications between the legislative and executive branches, and that the council could help make it more of a fully-fledged part of the three powers that form a democratic state. Judges would like the Judiciary Council to be more than a mere consultative body. Supreme Court Chairwoman Iva Brožová said the establishment of the Supreme Council would be the first step on the road towards the judiciary's higher self-rule. A new poll suggests that the Social Democrats would win every region in the country, with the exception of Prague. According to pollsters SANEP, Top 09 would win the capital if elections were held today, while the Civic Democrats would come in second overall. The junior coalition party, Public Affairs, crossed the 5% parliamentary threshold only in Prague, which would not, however, be enough to secure a seat in the lower house. The Christian Democrats, on the other hand, would be back in the running, crossing 5% in 8 independent localities. That party was voted out of parliament in last year's elections for the first time in modern Czech history. In the weather news, persistent rains have raised the water levels of rivers around Bohemia. Warnings are in place throughout the western half of the Czech Republic, with high alerts in the regions of Liberec, Plzeň, and Ústí nad Labem. Minor damages have been reported in those regions, consisting mostly of flooded gardens and cellars. In western Bohemia, 75 children were evacuated from a summer camp due to flooding, while in Prague, the Vyšehrad station of the metro was closed for several hours on Wednesday when water seeped into the technical control room. As for the forecast, the Meteorological Institute expects heavy rains to continue throughout Bohemia until noon on Friday, and in Moravia until Friday night. Daytime temperatures currently in the high teens are expected to rise to the low 20s Celsius over the coming days. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.